With SRN News, I'm John Scott. NATO defense ministers set to approve plans to buy more weapons and military equipment to better defend Europe, the Arctic, and North Atlantic. More on this NATO meeting in Brussels from correspondent Karen Chamas.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters in Brussels ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers.
To be an alliance, you got to be more than flags. You got to be formations.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said that the targets will help to
assess the gaps we have, not only to be able to defend ourselves today, but also 3, 5, 7 years from now.
Priority purchases include air and missile defense systems, artillery ammunition, drones, and strategic enablers. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into actions taken by then-President Biden, citing questions about Biden's cognitive state toward the end of his term. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump said in a statement Wednesday that the probe will investigate whether Biden's aides attempted to deceive the public by hiding serious cognitive decline from the American people. The investigation will focus specifically on actions Biden signed using the auto pen, as those on the right levy accusations about Biden's ability to carry out his duties. Trump's order cites Biden's appointment of more than 200 judges to the federal bench, the issuance of thousands of acts of clemency, and the issuance of more than 1,000 presidential documents during his term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump moving to block nearly all foreign students from entering the country to attend Harvard University, his latest attempt to choke the Ivy League school from an international pipeline that accounts for a quarter of the student body. The president declared it would jeopardize national security to allow Harvard to continue hosting foreign students on its campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts. On Wall Street, an up-and-down day. The Dow is ahead 53 points. The Nasdaq losing 40. This is SRN News. The White House will not celebrate Gay Pride Month.
When President Biden was in office, the Executive Mansion played host to enthusiastic and bizarre events to promote the LGBT agenda during June. This included a topless photo shoot on the White House lawn in 2023 that sparked national outrage. President Trump has no plans to mark Gay Pride Month. The White House spokesman Caroline Levitt says, quote, "The president is very proud to be a president for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, or creed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. More than 40 Jewish organizations are requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security measures. Specifically, they want Congress to increase funding for the nonprofit security grant program to $1 billion. This is SRN News. A team of scientists is driving into severe storms to study hail.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It's already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Texas Longhorns beat Texas Tech 2-1 in Game 1 of the Women's College World Series Finals. Texas can secure its first national title with a victory in Game 2 tonight. And the 2025 NBA Finals featuring the Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Indiana Pacers for Game 1 tonight in Oklahoma City. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.